now, Fox News presents Adventures in American History with Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachman.
Hello!
Hello!
Gosh darn it, America, I'm just so thrilled to be here.
Oh, that goes double for me, Sarah.
Well, in that case, it goes triple for me, then.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I knew what comes after triple, that'd go double for me, too.
Well, I just thank God that I live in a country where somebody like you, Michelle, can make me look like the smartest one in the room.
Let's just stop with the bickering and get on with the show, okay? Just like our forefathers did when they wrote the Declaration of Codependence.
Oh, yeah, you mean like Paul Revere's midnight ride to warn us that the British were boring.
Exactly.
Well, today we're going to talk about one of the darkest chapters in American history.
The day they canceled Glenn Beck's TV show.
No. This is another dark chapter. The Great Depression.
Oh, I know all about the Depression.
Oh, is that so, Michelle?
Oh, yeah, I know all about it. But then I took some Xanax and it went away.
Okay, this is a different depression. You see, it was way back in olden times, don't you know? Before free market capitalism was invented by Marx.
Oh, Groucho Marx.
Well, duh. And one day, the stock market just collapsed due to overregulation.
That is another case of gangster government. Just like when the pigs tried to invade Cuba in 1692.
Okay. Okay, Michelle, aren't you a little bit confused there? Of course, you're a lot older than I am.
Sarah, I think you got your age mixed up with your IQ again.
Oh, that really hurt. You know, Michelle, you make me wish there really was such a thing as a death panel.
Not in a Bachman administration, honey. But for you, I'd make an exception.
Okay, well, let's go back to the Depression.
That's exactly where we're going with the Obama administration and its Obamacare policies.
You are absolutely right, Michelle.
What, you mean we actually agree on something?
Oh, now, this is a moment. You know, this is like the end of the Civil War when Robert E. Lee and Hugh Grant signed the Magna Carta.
Or when those Japanese audited Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah, and Michelle, there will always be a place for you in a Palin administration.
No, Sarah, there'll be a place for you in a Bachman administration.
Oh, I don't see that happening, sweetie.
You're right. There's no place for you in my administration. You can just shove it.
Oh, poor Michelle. For a minute there, you almost sounded like a sane person.
You'll be laughing outside the other side of your mouth when I punch you in the brain.
Oh, yeah? Walk away, stupid.
Hey, don't touch me.
I can touch you if I want to.
Don't touch me.
You're going to stop me or what?
I'll drop you like your panties on prom night.
Oh, yeah? I'd like to see you try it.
I will.
Oh, well, come on. Come on, let's get it on then.
Show me
ready?
What you got, Palin.
Okay,
let's go.
Come on.
Girls, come on, knock it off.
Oh, well, she started it.
Who's this guy?
This is my husband, Todd. Todd, Michelle Bachman.
Oh, hey, how are you? I have all your records. Whatever happened to that Turner guy?
Todd.
No, did the band break up or what?
Todd, she's not Bachman Turner.
Oh, I'm running for president, and this is my husband, Marcus Bachman.
Hi there. I am so delighted to meet you. Michelle, honey, we better skedaddle. Remember, we have dress circle tickets for Les Miserables.
Les Mis what? What kind of crazy language is he talking, honey?
Sounded like French.
French! What are you, some kind of freedom hater?
No. I just love the musical theater. Michelle does too, don't you, honey?
Well, I take a lot of Xanax.
There's something wrong with this picture. I'm just not sure what it is.
There's nothing wrong here. We are a very, 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 very happy couple.
who love musicals.
Todd, I'm sure it's fine. After all, this is America, the land of the free and the home of the depraved. You gotta celebrate it.
Well, you're right, honey. Let's kick their heads in and throw them out.
All right, get them, Todd.
Come here.
Stay away from us.
Tune in tomorrow when Sarah and Michelle prove that birth control is a communist plot on Adventures in American History.